Hello again. In this short video, I'd like to speak a little bit on the subject of intuition, about trusting your gut instinct. This is the 9th in a short series of videos in which I'm taking particular episodes from my own life and using them to illustrate what I've learnt and how I feel they qualify me to help other people to live a life relatively free from anxiety and stress. Now, in most of these videos, I'm picking cards from the Anxiety Freedom Cards pack to illustrate my message, but in this one I'm not going to, and I'll explain why in a moment. In the last few videos, I've been exploring what I learned from a relatively dark period in my life when I became depressed, and I thought it's about time to lighten things up a little bit and have a more positive vibe. So we're going back 20 years. It's 1999. I'm working far too hard. I have some friends, but not much social life. I'm living on my own. And you could probably class me as a workaholic. And I have a friendly homeopath who helps me with minor ailments from time to time. But she's a friend, and she's an advisor, really. She's a coach in some ways. And she looked at me and she said, "You need a break. You haven't had a, when did you last have a holiday?" And it was years before. She said, "There's a holiday coming up in Spain in 2 weeks' time. I'm on the holiday, I've booked a place, you should book a place. Don't think about it, don't hesitate, just book it today, and that's what you need to have a complete break from it." Now, because I trusted her, I followed the instructions, but this holiday was a Five Rhythms drum and dance workshop, really outside my comfort zone. I mean, drums, yeah, I'm not a percussionist, but I do love music. But dance, anyone who knows me will know that dance is not one of my stronger points. So to go on a week of Five Rhythms dance was a bit of a challenge. What was really interesting is that the night before, I started to feel a sense of excitement. I mean, real excitement. And I couldn't tell where it was coming from. I just felt in my body that this is going to be amazing somehow. And I had no idea why or how that feeling came. And it turned out to be one of the best weeks of my life. In fact, I met the woman who became my wife, Bindi, who is my life and business partner, stepmum to my kids and grandma to my grandkids. And we've had a glorious 20 years together since that time. And I owe it all to this rather random decision to go on this week's holiday. And so what's the point I'm trying to make here is that actually there are times when we really need to trust our instincts. And I think it's also worth pointing out that all the good things in life lie slightly outside our comfort zone. When we stay in our comfort zone, we don't really grow. And growth is such an important part of why we're here and why we're alive. And we can grow in so many different ways. And by stepping outside my comfort zone, trusting someone else's guidance, and also trusting my own intuition, I made one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life. Why is there no card for intuition? It's an interesting question, and I'm interested to know what you think. Any of you who are watching this who use the Anxiety Freedom cards, do you think there should be a card for intuition? The reason there isn't one is because all of the cards are designed to be related to issues that are not controversial. They are pretty sort of feet on the floor, basic common sense ideas. Intuition is one of those things that it's harder to pin down. Some people think it's real, some people don't believe in it at all. And for that reason, there is no specific card, but there is a way of interpreting the cards that gives meaning to intuition, at least in the way that I see it. And it's a little bit woo-woo, you might not buy it, but the way I see it is that when our needs are met well, in balance, and when our life is working, and even though I was overworking, my life was working fairly well at that point, and we can get in touch with our observing self. So this is card number 8. This is the part of us that's pure awareness. I believe, and it is my experience, that we can somehow tap into some kind of universal intelligence, and I would call that a pattern match. So when we are able to access our observing self in a calm way, then sometimes we can pattern match to knowledge that seems to be out there, that seems to come to us in almost a magical way. But I haven't made a card for it because those two cards kind of explain the mechanism, and I want the cards to really be grounded and not too controversial. So that's why there is no specific card. And I think intuition is like a muscle. The more you flex it, the stronger it gets. It's like all things in life. It's a latent possibility. If we start to use it, start to trust it, start to make decisions based on it, I think it gets stronger and it serves as well. So if this makes sense to you, or if you find it interesting or helpful, please could I ask you to share it, comment on it, like it, or interact with the video in some way. As I've said before, my work involves talking to people who are struggling. I know I've helped people in the past by talking about these kind of issues. And if you interact, it'll help me to reach more people and help more people. So please scroll down and comment, share, or like it. Just to summarize, I took a chance. I stepped outside my comfort zone. I honored my intuition and I met my wife, which is one of the most glorious things that ever happened to me. So I'm really interested to know what you think. Please leave a comment, and whatever else you're doing, don't forget to keep breathing. Thank you.